You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Monday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Ayr. We've also got racing in the afternoon to come from Newton Abbott. Since the evening of racing at Wolverhampton and Windsor domestically, and it's the first day of the Galway Festival across the Irish Sea. Ollie Pimlott, Sean Quinn and John Budden will be your team in the studio on Monday. Hope you can join us for all of that from 1:20 p.m. Sam Norris here, joined by Mick Norton on today's edition of the podcast. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sam.
Good stuff. It was a fantastic Saturday of action, as it so often is, of course, throughout the season, Mick. And we better start the podcast with Enable. She's proven to be a bit special.
Yes, it has been done before, hasn't it? The Oaks and King George. But
to Gruda back in 2014.
Yeah, but I think she missed the Irish Oaks out, didn't
she? Yes,
she
did, yeah.
I think that's an even and meritorious performance. And considering she never really got going until this spring, she's gone a long way in a very short time, hasn't she? And it's hardly surprising that she's been installed as favourite for the Arc and bidding to carry on the fine tradition of fillies in the Arc de Triomphe. Some great ones have won it, haven't they? And Trev, Zakava, etc. And of course, they get that valuable weight for age plus the fillies allowance on the first Sunday in October. And she's going to be very hard to beat if she turns up in her King George form. Come what may, weather-wise.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, they've got an absolute fantastic record, 2-1 for the Arc. And I think, as well, Mick, a lot of people, as I mentioned there, do draw comparisons to Gruda. But as you mentioned, missed the Irish Oaks. And I think it was probably a deeper race yesterday than it was 3 years ago.
I mean, she's beat probably the best. I mean, don't forget, she was taken on the colts for the first time as well. And some proper globe-trotting Group 1 winning, last year's Art winner. Last year's King George winner.
Yeah.
The Eclipse winner.
Yes.
She's beaten a proper field. Idaho was placed in the Derby. It was he hasn't won a Group 1, but he's a Group 1 horse. It was just a tremendous, tremendous performance. And, she's really out the top draw. The way she just, on that ground, just put daylight between herself. It was a whoosh. It was a Frankel-type whoosh, wasn't
it? Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Very special indeed. She wasn't the only filly that impressed yesterday. Niletti finally got her head in front, having chased home some good horses the last
time. Absolutely. She was certainly deserved of that. Wouldn't have been the strongest of Group 3s, but the Princess Margaret, but it does have a good record of throwing up good horses. And Mark Johnson, not surprisingly, talking about being his Guinness fillies, and why not? You can count them. Any of your fillies are good enough to win a Group 3 group race at 2 years. You can hope that they're going to make up into a classic filly for the following year. Yeah, so well done to her. It was a really good day's racing right through. I thought Dubai was impressive under top weight in the 225. Had the blinkers on for the first time, replacing his usual cheap pieces. And I think he looks ready for a step back up into Pat and Company. And I think he'd be probably interested in as well on the theme that we were talking about, maybe going into an all-aged Pat and race where he's getting all that weight for age. Over a mile, it's substantial. And they're sometimes weaker than the three-year-olds only Pat and rated.
Yes, yes.
So it could be a good move if he does that. The International Stakes, bit of a surprise for Stamp Hill, but don't forget, been a good horse in the past. If you go back far enough, he was quite a well-handicapped horse and right back to his best. Cruised through to them in the first-time blinkers. I think the headgear had a big effect there. So there we are, two first-time blinkers winning races 2 and 3 at Ascot. And Carl Burke had a good meeting. He produced Ray Downs to win the Pat Edry. They listed under Jim Crowley and doubled up half an hour later when Katie Walsh showed a class on Georgian Bay in the Lady Riders race, just nudging out Bertie Whittle, what a surprise. And yes. Yeah, a good day for the North and a good day for Godolphin. They won the Look at Last with Royal Associate Charlie Appleby training and William Bewitt doing the steering. Good day all round and good racing all over the country, actually, with plenty of meritorious performances.
Yes.
We could talk about for hours.
Indeed. And I imagine Frankie Dettori enjoyed a good meal last night as well, Mick. I noticed him.
He said he was going to load up on champagne and worry about food later, which sounds about right, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah.
Funny enough, when you've been wasting like that, Sam, you think, oh, I can't wait to have it. But when it comes, you don't want it.
All right.
It has to come back gradually. It's very strange.
Yeah.
You're more sort of dehydrated than anything.
Yes.
And, yeah, get a few drinks down him and he'll probably have a little half a pizza or something.
Right. Okay. Good stuff. And of course, we've got Goodwood and Galway to look forward to this week, Nick.
Yeah. And I was just talking to the guys about Galway. Of course, we usually look upon it as a Dermot World benefit.
He's been badly out of form, though, hasn't he?
One winner from his last 20 runners.
Is it as bad as that?
And some of them have been beaten. This is on the flat.
Yeah.
30 lengths, 25
wow.
lengths, 22 lengths. They've not just getting beaten half a length. Mm. The Grey Gatsby was last of five. And Dermot, I understand, is blaming it on the dust that's coming from the being refurbished racecourse that's blowing right across his yard. That's what he's blaming it on. So we'll see. We'll have to see. Watch this space as Galway gets underway.
Indeed.
Well, he'll get us off to a good start, though, in the opener. That hurdle race that kicks off the meeting.
Yes.
So plenty to look forward to with Glorious Goodwood on Tuesday as well.
Mm.
And I'm really looking forward to Goodwood. I hope the weather's good. We don't want a wet Goodwood, do we?
No, I mean, I know there's been rain in the area last night, but I think, fingers crossed, the forecast now is set fair. So I think it's good to soft at time recording, but hopefully it'll be drying out.
Yes, if ever a track wants good weather, it's Glorious Goodwood, isn't it?
Yeah, which I've never been, but I'm told it's a sight to behold.
Wonderful.
In the sun.
Wonderful.
Good stuff. We'll leave it there then and move on to some of Monday's racing. Now, we've got four picked out from air to take a look at, and hopefully Mick can point you in the direction of a winner or two. We begin with the 3 o'clock race, which is a long-distance handicap over a mile and 7 furlongs. 8 runners down to take their chance in this, and one or two arriving in half-decent form, Mick.
Yeah, it's a good little contest, isn't it? And I'm going to concentrate really on the three-year-olds here. I think Addicted to You, trained by Mark Johnson, Joe Fanny taking the ride. He's starting to go the right way now. He's having a good season, progressing as marks generally do. Went up £6 for that easy win at Catterick last time. But I think against this opposition, that's not going to bother him. And the thing is, the further he goes, the better he goes, his horse. And he gets that very valuable £13 weight for age, which, you know, over a mile and seven, you know, for a horse who's on the up, these older horses just have a job to give that away. That brings the other three-year-old into it, Tor, who got his head in front last time, and Ian Jardine has been in good form. Another winner on Sunday at Pontefract. Another one who gets the £13 weight for age, and well worth a try at this trip. Of the elders in the race, Dubawi 50 would be interesting if he's fully wound up after his long break of 227 days, won over 2 miles at Newcastle in November, and hasn't been seen since going back there to finish fourth on his final start last year, but did end, you know, the year on a high, and we know he stays well. I would be interested if he was strong in the market. Graham Lee riding for Karen McClintock, but to me, it's all about Addicted to You in the 3 o'clock.
Addicted to You then, Mark Johnston and Joe Fanning gets the choice there for Mick in the 3 o'clock race. Half an hour later, the 3:30, this is a handicap over a mile. 12 runners taking their chance here, including a Royal Shaheen, who was a C&D winner last time out for Alistair Williams, and it is likely to be fairly popular here.
Yes, that was his first win in the UK, winning over CD. But the trouble is he's now gone up £4. It takes his weight up to 10 stone too, and you can count on one hand horses that can win handicaps on the flat with more than 10 stone.
Mm.
10 stone I can live with. 10 stone 1, 10 stone 2, I don't like.
Okay.
So I'm just going to swerve him and Strong Steps, who's got 10 stone 3. My shortlist consists of Belda Lawyers, who's trained by James Bethel, who had a winner, good winner, at the opener at Pontefract on Sunday. He's, she, I should say, very interested in the connection to persevering with her. She's, she hasn't been seen much at all. She's come back from a really long break and hasn't shown an awful lot in her two comeback runs and had another little 70-odd day break. But as a result, she's very well handicapped on her very best form. So just watch out if there's any money for her. I'm not making the selection, but I'm just putting it up as an advisory, keep an eye on Belda Lowers. The selection is going to be Zeshov, trained by Rebecca Bastiman, and Danny Tudup taking the ride. Went off the boil a little bit last time, but he's the type of horse that can shrug one off and bounce back to form. And the stable are in good form. And Danny's very much Rebecca's go-to jockey when she fancies one. They've got a good, really good strike rate together. So Zeshov, for me, is going to get the selection. I think the ground has been as much to blame for the two.
Yes.
Since the Musselburgh win, and hopefully it manages to stay dry up on the west coast of Scotland. I was watching the golf from around there, and it was quite dry over the weekend, so hopefully the ground will be drying out. So Zeshov gets about. The other one to mention is Crazy Tornado, who came good last time. Akita Leash trains Graham Lee taking the ride. This is tougher under the £8 penalty, but he is a CD winner, and he's one of the very few who come into this in any sort of form. So Crazy Tornado could be the each way angle, but I'm going to stay with Zeshov.
Zeshov then for making that 3:30 at Ayr. On to the 4 o'clock then next, which is another handicap over a mile and a quarter this time. Dead eight runners at the time of recording, which could open some each way possibilities if you were playing it that way. What about for you, Mick? We've got plenty of course specialists in here.
Yes, they do tend to sort of see the same horses week in, week out, don't we?
Yes.
At Ayr. I'm going to take a chance on one who hasn't actually won up here at yet so far, and that's Weekend Offender, who was trained by Kevin Ryan, Tom Eves' stable jockey, taking the ride. Probably needs to pick up where he left off last year. He did start the season brightly, as if he was really going to, and then he just probably a little bit disappointing last time. There were excuses for him at York. He got himself into a sort of bad position mid-race and never really recovered from that. And I think the step up in trip could help him get back on track in a race with much less strength and depth in it than the last couple that he's running. And I'd certainly give him another chance. And I do think the step up in trip is a step in the right direction, 10 furlongs for this son of Lope de Vega. So Weekend Offender gets the vote. Gwan, well, you know what you see is what you get with Gwan. He's having a great season. He won his third CD last month, and he was again runner-up back here a week ago. Looks an each-way banker if the dead eight stand their ground, and he's won off this mark as well. Even though his mark's crept back up again, he did win off this mark here in 2015. So don't be put off by the mark. Gwan, sure to give his running. Doesn't know how not to.
No, and 10 furlongs at Ayr. He runs this exclusively, doesn't he?
Yeah. And the other one to consider is Euro Nightmare, who is still £5 higher than the last win, but drops in grade here. And again, he's another one. Hard to see him out the frame. Did have a good early part of the season. The form just dipped as the handicapper got a hold of him. But I think the company's right for him to get back on track here. I hope the dead eight stand the ground, because you know, I think both Gwan and Euro Nightmare both look bankers for the frame. But I'm hoping Weekend Offender can come and beat the lot.
Okay, Weekend Offender there in the 4 o'clock. And the final race on today's podcast is the 4:30 from Ayr. Sprinters in action this time, a handicap over 6 furlongs, a Class 4 event. And again, we've got 8 runners down to contest this at time of recording. What do you make of this one? I thought it looked a bit difficult, Mick.
Well, no, I think this is... I'm more confident about this than any of the others, Sam. And the selection is going to be Aprovado, who Michael Dodds has booked Callum Rodriguez for. He's very unlucky to have just had the one seasonal win to his name. He's been narrowly beaten on more than one occasion. Goes really well for Callum Rodriguez, who is able to claim a very valuable fire, catching plenty of people's eye, Callum Rodriguez, and his record here, which doesn't include any wins, but he's been second three times and third once from four visits to air, so the place doesn't hold any fears for him, and he certainly deserves another win to add to that win at Newcastle in Mark, and he comes here off a good second at Carlisle a couple of weeks ago. So Aprovada gets the vote. There's plenty could shake him up, though. Kelman from the Inform Fire stable, he's capable of winning off 81 if the race pans out for him. He's got you know, plenty of form in marks in the low 80s, and this looks a bit easier than some of the races being contested of late, and he looks to be holding his form well. And Gilmer is interesting. James Hewitt, he makes a quick reappearance. He ran him on the Tapeter at Newcastle the other day. Although he's got Tapeter form at Wolverhampton back in the day, he hasn't seen it for a while, and I wonder if he just sulked a little bit on it because he'd been in good form on the turf prior to that. And he could get back on track here, back at Ayr, where he is. Well, we've already seen him as a course and distance winner this year, but I'm very confident about the chances of Aprovado.
Aprovado then for making the 4:30 at Ayr, right, a fairly strong selection. Thank you for that, Mick. Just give us a quick recap, if you would, please, of your four selections for the action in Scotland on Monday.
Yeah, let's hope we can have a good day, Sam. We'll get a few quid in the bank for Goodwood and Galway.
Indeed.
We need it, won't we? Addicted to You in the 3 o'clock. Zeshov in the 3:30. Weekend Offender in the 4 o'clock. And for me, the nap of the four would be Aprovado in the 4:30.
Great stuff for the thoughts of Mick Norton there on Monday's racing. You can hear it all live from 1:20 p.m. on Racing Radio with Ollie Pimlott, Sean Quinn and John Budden in the studio. Aaron Newton Abbott in the afternoon, Wolverhampton Windsor and the first day of the Galway Festival in the evening. Thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck with your bets. You've been listening to the Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.